Dibs, I said quietly, feeling those words deep in my chest.
Hey, I saw her first, Sean interrupted.
You might have, I agreed. But I called her first. He snorted.
Let's let her decide.
Sean's words nearly made me laugh.
Sounds good to me, I said. But just so you know, I'm not throwing this round, I'm going all in.
The last time we'd let her decide, I'd given up because Sean was so determined. But this time, that wouldn't be happening. There would be no giving up this time.
You won't be winning, he said. You're dressed like a loser.
I looked down at my attire. I was wearing a simple red t-shirt, worn-out blue jeans from my time before the military when I worked on a farm, and a pair of worn-out cowboy boots that had definitely seen better days.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing? I asked as I started up the sidewalk toward the bar that the woman I'd been eyeing had disappeared into.
Welcome to Happy Jack's, the bouncer on the inside of the door said. IDs?
I pulled out my wallet and showed him my ID. He gave it a once-over and then jerked his head toward the door that would lead fully inside.
Have a nice time, he said as he moved to look at Sean's ID. You sure that you're 21? You look like you're 15.
Sean curled his lip up at the bouncer.
I'm 21, man. Just turned it, actually. Glad you're being so thorough in checking IDs at the door, though.
We both had just turned 21. Ironically, we also both had the same birthday. When we'd first met, we'd bonded over the taste of dirt that the drill sergeant had practically made us eat. During our shared misery, Sean had shared that it was his birthday. Then I'd shared that it was mine. And that was that.
Have a good time, the bouncer grumbled.
I walked into the bar, my eyes immediately seeking out the blonde. I found her at the end of the bar nearest the door that led into the back. She was belly up to the bar and sucking down what looked to be a lime and coke. She turned to survey the room behind her at the same time that I took a step forward toward the seat, two down from hers. Sean was close to my heels. But when she turned and saw two men heading toward her, her eyes didn't go to Sean. They went directly to me. The straw that was in her mouth fell from her lips and she blinked a couple of times. She had freckles. A lot of them. Not an overpowering amount, but enough that it drew my eyes to her cheeks first, right under her eyes. Then my gaze caught her eyes, and the breath left my lungs for a short moment in time. Her eyes. My God, they were unreal. She had a dark green eye on one side and a half a green eye, half an ice blue eye on the other. The top half was the ice blue part, and my gaze kept jumping back and forth to the two halves. I hadn't even realized that I'd come to a halt a few steps from my seat until she said,
I know, it's weird.
I found myself grinning.
Not weird exactly, just different.
She rolled her eyes.
If you say so.